Warning, this episode contains graphic sexual content and strong adult language. Parental discretion is advised. It's Stacy.
It's Katie.
And we're going to do a little bit something different for you today.
We are being basic bitches right now because we have something to say.
We got into a slight Twitter confrontation this morning with the lead singer of a one-hit wonder band from the 2000s.
You can probably tell which man it was from that little intro we just did.
But anyway, just grab your Starbucks and be basic bitches with us for a little bit.
Okay, guys, the tweet that started the whole thing from the lead singer, this is what it says. I still maintain that anyone who thinks a 15-year-old dude with his 25-year-old female teacher would go through the same trauma as a 5-year-old boy abused by an older man is disgusting. Liberal Twitter fought hard to make that perfect equivalence. I cannot believe it.
Okay, and my response to that was, 15 is still a child. No one under the age of 18 should be involved with a child under the age of 18. My son is 17, and if a grown-ass woman thinks she's going to try, she'll be in jail so fast her head will spin. Sexual trauma at any age is still sexual trauma. Age does not make a difference. And then I also put, and for those who are saying that the student wanted it, well, duh, his body's going to react if somebody's messing with him, and it's still does not make it right. It is still pedophilia.
And rape.
But to me, age is not an issue here. A child is that from the time it is born until the time it is 18 years of age. It is a child. If you are over the age of 18 and you pursue a child sexually, you are the problem.
And anyone under 18 is a fucking minor.
So it may not be, his technicality is that it's not pedophilia, that it is statutory rape from the 15-year-old and the 25-year-old. He got off on a technicality because I did not know that there were different levels of, I guess, being attracted to a child sexually. There are three different terminologies for that. So yeah, he's right on the pedophilia part, but he's wrong in thinking that a 15-year-old child is going to be any less traumatized than a 5-year-old child. Sorry about that, guys. I'm driving. But here, just a little bit, we're going to get my son involved in this and see what he thinks.
Okay, guys. I wanted to bring up a past tweet from the band's other Twitter page that is now banned. It says, oh, I would be giving the kid high fives, only if the teacher was hot, though. So much worse when a grown man does it with a 14-year-old girl. They get much tougher sentences, so society agrees with me. Somebody came back at him and said, high fives, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then he replied, as long as the kid wasn't sad about it, I mean, the teacher could break his heart and that would be sad.
Alright, guys, so as promised, I have my 17-year-old son with us. I'm gonna get his opinion, but first let me say, what the actual fuck on that tweet? I'm sorry, if the teacher is hot, it's okay. No.
If the teacher is female, it's okay?
Fuck no! Alright, Eric, so I wanna ask you a question.
Okay.
You're 17. If you have a 27-year-old teacher come hit on you, is that okay?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, so is it wrong for her to pursue you sexually with you being underage?
Yes.
All right, and what the fuck? I turned my turn. Anyway, sorry guys, I'm still driving. Anyway, Eric, would it be traumatic for you for her to rape you at 17 years old?
Yes, because rape is still rape. Either way, the age does not matter. The psychological impact is what matters.
All right, so what would the psychological effects be to you from a 27-year-old woman raping you?
Either way, rape is rape. The psychological impact does not change between age. Say, a 30-year-old woman getting raped is no different from a from a 17-year-old to a, like, a male child should not be treated differently just because of his, like, his sex. They could not control how they were born, and how is it right for them to get, like, for them not to get justice?
Okay, so I have this question. Your sister's 12 and you're 17. Should, if your sister gets raped, because of her age, should her rapist get more time than your rapist because, one, you're a male, and two, you're 17?
No, because rape is still rape. Either way, there is, either way, the mindset that you're going to have after is going to be the same. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can be way older than being under 18 and still be raped, and you'll still have that psychological impact.
So it don't matter at any age. It's going to fuck you up.
Yes, it's going to fuck you up.
Thank you. That's my point, where he said that a 15-year-old boy is not going to be traumatized from a 25-year-old teacher, I guess, passing sexual advantages on him or raping him. Sorry, boy or girl, there's still going to be trauma.
Male or female teacher, it doesn't fucking matter.
It does not matter to me if the 25-year-old teacher is male or female and that 15-year-old student is male or female. Rape is still rape. And men get raped just like women get raped. Boys get raped just like girls get raped.
The audacity of a double standard here is amazing.
In his one of his tweets, he came at me saying he couldn't believe that I was okay with something because it was not because of the technical term of pedophilia. Pedophilia technically is a term used for sexual attraction to a child from the age of birth to the age of 10 years old. Okay? So his technical term for a 15-year-old to a 19-year-old is, I can't pronounce it correctly, ebophilia?
Ebophilia,
whatever. It doesn't matter the term. You're still a fucking
pedophile.
Piece of shit pedophile.
You're still a pedophile and you're still a rapist.
You are a grown adult coming after a child that is not fully... If you are over the age where your mind has fully developed and you're still chasing somebody whose mind is not, like...
Fully developed.
Fully yes.
Developed. Mind and body.
Yeah. Anybody, pretty much. Rape is rape either way. But the fact that people think that it's okay that males are getting raped, but it's not a big deal because they like it. No. Not all the time males like to be touched. Just because our body reacts, we cannot control that. Because if we could control it, there wouldn't be the random wood, there wouldn't be the random hard-ons, and there wouldn't be morning wood.
Thank you. And let me just go ahead and put this out here as a female as well, because we're talking about the male not being able to control his hard-ons. If you mess with a woman's clitoris, whether as long as she has hit puberty,
there's going to be some kind of reaction.
If you touch her clitoris, she's going to react. Does not mean she likes it if she gets wet. Does not mean you have the right to continue. First of all, no means no. Second of all, just because you think they like it because their body is reacting doesn't make you fucking right.
I also bring up that it actually sounds like he has a guilty conscience about this subject and that he's trying to find every fucking way to justify his actions.
So, I was going to add to that. So, my question is, did he have a relationship with a 15-year-old girl? Or, when he was 15, did his teacher have a sexual encounter with him and he is okay with it because he was 15?
I just want to know why this is a hill he decided to die on.
Right, and dying his band does.
I also wanted to put this out there that I actually contacted this guy on Twitter to see if he would have the balls enough to come on our podcast and actually have a grown-ass conversation and debate about this subject. I also come at him with my point of view, and of course, we had no fucking response.
Okay, guys, there's so much more that we could say and that we want to say on this subject. But unfortunately, it is time for Eric to go to work, so we've got to get him where he needs to be. I want to say thank you, Eric, for joining us today.
Thank you for your honest opinion.
Thank you for giving us an opinion of a minor.
You're welcome. You ain't gotta say thank you.
Well, I always do. All right, guys. Thank you for grabbing your Starbucks and coming to the TED Talk today. And we will see you later on this week for the baby Brianna Lopez case.
And Andrea Yates is coming too.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Warning, this episode contains fuck.
Okay, I would also like to bring up a past tweet under the official band's name that we cannot mention but has been taken down. Okay, y'all, I want to bring up a past tweet from Sid Fuck Me.
Say, right, okay, age is not a different, okay, it's a, it sets the age.
Go ahead, keep going. I don't care if it is a 25-year-old male teacher pursuing a 15-year-old female teacher or a 25-year-old female teacher pursuing a... God damn it, I messed that up, y'all. Let me...